know what that means. Neighborhood Love Radio. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I am your selector and host for this evening. Thank you so much, loved ones. This is the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com, mirroring and reporting on music, art, culture, and so on. My guest tonight is no exception to that, Mr. Dan Hasty. What's going on, dude?
How you doing?
Dan, you probably know his music, even if you don't know his name. He's been involved with Orgone for quite a number of years. The Lions, which is sort of a LA underground supergroup. Wolfie versus Projections. We're going to talk a little bit about that and this and the other thing. First up, Spangler. Good thing. Thank you.
Sometimes you gotta take a rest. Sometimes you need to pause and reflect. Sometimes you gotta take 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes sit back and drive. Good things,
the good things
come to those who wait. Good things,
all the good things
always come true.
What
good things, come to those who wait.
Good things.
So if you're feeling black and blue, stop acting like a fool. Sometimes you gotta take a rest. Sometimes you need to pause and reflect. This time you need to make yourself ill. This time you gotta take a chill pill. Good things,
the good things
come to those who wait. Good things,
all the good things
always come true.
Well, good things, yeah,
come to those who wait. Good things. So if you're feeling black and blue, stop acting like a fool.
Don't forget, stop it. That's your repeat.
what we do.
Baby, please, can't you see? It's not all my fault. I can't be myself when you're around. Baby, wow, wow. You give me palpitation, young. Boom, boom, we can be anything that our hearts desire. Move it with the universe, we can inspire love, love. You give me inspiration, no. Do.
Swim is what we do. I'm loving you, and the things you do makes it easier for me to say, oh yeah. If I need to prove my love for you is true, baby, sing, swim or float, you can meet me at the show, yeah.
Subatomic Sound System. Our Father, Our King is the name of that tune. Prior to that, we heard Omar. The song was Stylin'. I mean, that's the title of it. It was Stylin', but also the title of it was Stylin' featuring Angie Stone. And before that, we heard Spengler with a tune called Good Thing. One, two, three songs, all of them brought to you by True Thoughts Records. Good record label. The first band, Spengler, man, I gotta admit, I don't know much about them, but I got them off of the True Thoughts R&B and Soul compilation. Try and do a little bit more research because I really like their sounds. And after that, Omar, of course, the great Omar from the UK, father of the Neo Soul sound, and Subatomic Sound System. I think they're from New York. I'm not sure though. Mr. Dan Hasty is right here across from me. What's up, my man?
How are you doing?
Really good, really good. Thank you. And I've been trying to get Dan on the show for a while, man. He's a tough guy to pin down because he's just always out there playing music. He's always doing something. It's hard to find him. It's hard to get him in for an hour where he's not busy doing something.
That's how it goes, man. We're busy. And, but happy to be here, Johnny. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. Dan, you may know from the Orgone. The band about 13, 14 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And also The Lions, a great LA underground super group featuring members of Orgone and Hepcat and Mr. Malik the Freak Moore.
A little bit of people from Breakstra too.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah. And also Wolfie versus Projections. Let's start a little bit with Orgone because I think that's reaching back the furthest.
Sure.
Tell me about finding now hooking up with like Sergio.
Yeah, actually, I met Sergio. We went to the same high school. I was a little younger than he was, but he had a band back in the Valley, back in the day called Curly Sauce. It's kind of the only funk man in the Valley. And, you know, I was just a long-haired 15-year-old kid, and I wanted to learn how to play that music. So I went down there, and they showed me the ropes. So that was about 93 when we started, you know, playing together.
That's cool. And so you guys have sort of a symbiotic relationship, you would say?
Yeah. Most definitely. I mean, you know, that's probably one of the things about Orgone that shines through is that, you know, we've always kind of grown together and learned new music together, kind of just discovered new music together, just kind of always been like, okay, let's get into that now. I heard some Fela, let's get into Fela now. Let's get some Jamaican music, let's do that now. You know?
Yeah.
Let's,
that's interesting, too, because I think one of my favorite Orgone records, well, first of all, I mean... first of all, New You, part one and part two is amazing. But really, I like everything, you know, and I'm not just saying that because you're here. I really do like everything. But really, one of the most interesting facets of Orgone is the recording of the Killian Vaults.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
which is such a wide fucking spectrum of sounds. All of it authentic, all of it organic. But so, you know, one might be a little bit more like a 70s kind of black exploitation kind of sound, and then the next one would be a little bit more of a backbeat, you know, kind of baby making music sound, you know.
Yeah, that was our cinematic record, you know. It was kind of a tribute to
cinematic, yeah. That's
A tribute to Library Records. That's you know, even the way they did the artwork was very much a tribute to those like old Library Records, like you know, Music de Wolf or Bosworth, KPM, all those kind of things. It was like European like library series.
Yeah, I like it very much. And I mean, it's very impressive. I mean, because even though I knew your recordings before that, I mean, it seemed like, you know, all the recordings before that had, you know, definitely had roots, you know, mutual roots, you know.
Sure.
Even if you're playing something a little bit more hard and funk, or playing something a little more laid back and soulful, they still kind of had the same roots to it, where this way you saw many different spectrums.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to make. I mean, it actually came together really quickly. There were just kind of rhythms that we'd already recorded as a rhythm section, and then it was just like, what can we put on top of these? Just, we went as many different ways as we could possibly think of. Just getting weird orchestra bells or, you know, vintage synthesizers, any kind of thing that we could think of, just to kind of make everything, you know, have its own character.
Yeah, that sounds fun. And, well, I'd say it's part luck and part skill that you guys have your own studio that you can experiment and find your different sound there.
Yeah.
I think there's probably some brilliant minds out there that don't really have those advantages, either because they made some bad choices or luck or whatever you want to call it, that they can't really flex their creative muscle, you know, and find those things too. So yeah,
we are extremely lucky. We, you know, the Killian studio is basically still in an apartment building that we just are very lucky that nobody says we can't do it there.
Yeah, North Hollywood, right?
Yeah, right there in North Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Heart of NoHo. And loved ones, you can find out more about Orgone Music at orgonespace.com. You can find all, a good bunch of their recordings and, of course, you know, apparel. And news about where they're playing, because chances are pretty good wherever you're at in the States and close by the States, they probably have played or will play close to you in the last year or the next year.
No doubt.
Would that be accurate? You guys are pretty
we're doing it nationally.
Yeah. That's cool. I want to talk to you a little bit about the Lions. How did the Lions come to be? Because that's kind of an interesting project to me.
Yeah, it was just another, you know, kind of Killian studio project. That it started out just being, hey, let's do some Jamaican-inspired music with a group of our, you know, closest homies, you know, that we've all been playing in bands together with. So we involved, at the time, Dan Ubik, who's still kind of the leader of the band at this point. And we started just as a instrumental kind of thing at first, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's just get in the studio, record some things, see what happens. We had Todd Simon involved on the horns. He's done a lot of stuff with Daptone and Antibalas. He's got groups out now, Ethiocali. It was just something that kind of came together real naturally. We're like, what are we going to do with this? All these jams sound great. We ended up showing it to Ubiquity. They say, hey, we'll put it out. Mm-hmm. So we took it a step further. We're like, okay, let's get Alex Dezer from Hepcat, Malik,
and Alex is awesome, man.
Yeah, so that was an incredible step. You know, we just put him on one tune, and then it just became something that grew from there.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to see Alex kind of open up too, because I mean, with we're talking about Alex from Hepcat, because Hepcat is very is a great band. I mean, I go way back. You know, I was at the very first show, which is Backyard Party. Matter of fact, my shitty oi band opened up for them at that party, and we're bad. We're so awful. But Hepcat's very much like very clear and set with what they want to do. So it's nice to see him kind of open up a little bit too, because I think you know, he's got a lot of soul and a lot of range. You know.
Yeah, no doubt. He's an incredibly soulful singer and a great writer. You know, just lucky to be playing with a guy.
Mm-hmm. To Lions, if you want to, loved ones, I'm going to drop another website to you. If you want to learn a little bit more about the Lions, you can check them out at thelionsreggae.com. I'm so glad they found that website too, because there are, you know, with a band called the Lions, and it's a little bit tough to search for them sometimes.
Sure.
I think there's like probably about 32 other bands called the Lions.
Gotta be,
so
at least.
If you go right to thelionsreggae.com, you're going to find the same thing, bunch of recordings, wherever they happen to be playing live. They sort of have, they'll play some different shows with some different folks sitting in from time to time, but they don't really slack off. So pretty much if you're going to check them out live, you're in for a good time. They bring the party. And I'm going to play some Dan Hasty music, you know?
Nice.
A bunch of stuff with your fingerprints all over it, literally. I'm going to start you off with Orgone. The tune is called Strike, and that's from the New You Part 1, right?
That's from New You Part 1, exactly.
Yeah, and this features vocals by Nikki Crawford.
Yep, yeah. DJ.
Who, she just went out on tour with you guys, right?
No, she didn't do the last run with us. That was one of the other singers on the record, Tiffany Austin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did about...
Sorry, Tiffany.
Yeah, the last 2 years we did with Nikki. Mm-hmm. We did some stuff with Fanny again. The last year has been kind of... The New You in Part 1 and 2 is kind of a... basically what we've done for the last couple of years, which is work with 3 or 4 different vocalists.
Yeah, Fanny Franklin's awesome.
Fanny's great.
She was on the show 2 weeks back.
Oh, nice.
Man, it's hard to... She makes me wish I didn't only have a one-hour show, man.
Oh, she can talk.
Yeah. She's colorful with everything she says. After that, I'm going to play Cellophane by Wolfie versus Projections, which we haven't had a chance to talk to. We will come back, and that's sort of a little bit of a different...
Yeah.
Avenue. More of an electronic vibe. A little bit more of a... more conceptual. And then I'm going to follow that up. The last tune in this set is The Lions with Thin Man Shank off of the first Jungle Strutton record. But first up, Orgone.
You use me to do the dirty work.
I wasn't expecting that. The Lions, Thin Man Skank was the name of that tune from the Jungle Strutton, the first LP, Jungle Strutton, on the Ubiquity record label. Before that, we heard Cellophane, Wolfie versus Projections from the Return of Love record. That's actually my favorite record. 2012 on the Permanent Vacation label. And before that, of course, we heard Orgone Strike. You said that's an old Rare Groove type of cover, right?
Yeah, that's an old 45 by the band Union.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Wolfie versus Projections. We haven't had a chance to really talk about that. Kind of a different direction, you know, than the other project, the other music that we're used to, right?
Yeah, that's always been my just kind of my more production side of things. We're just me and another partner, Simon James.
Yes.
Simon Wolfie James have been making music together for many years, actually since probably 99 or 2000 we started working together.
Uh-huh.
Hence Projections. That's what Projections started. So we did a record on Guidance probably in like 2001. It was just called The Projections Between Here and Now. And that was our first effort. And then, of course, I got busy with a lot of things with Orgone and touring and whatnot. And Simon created the moniker Wolfie out of that. And he started releasing records on his own, even one that got on DFA and the subsidiary label Wrong Records, which is definitely like some kind of like disco punk stuff. It came out great. And then we started working together again where we were doing kind of our Projections things, but he was singing on it. So that's...
You guys feel like kind of a kinship? Or are you guys more independently coming together?
I think it's a kinship. I mean, it's been a relationship that's been there for a long time. We just kind of know how to work together. We each have kind of different strengths, you know, and know how to let the one guy lead when he needs to lead. You know, so it's been good.
Where did you grow up, man?
I grew up right in the San Fernando Valley, right in Canoga Park. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the guys I play with did as well.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. You grew up in a musical home?
Not exactly. I don't have a lot of family members that were musicians. Say, mm-hmm. There was a piano in my house. I kind of gravitated towards it. Mm-hmm. My grandfather could play by ear. You know, I enjoyed watching him play. That's probably the only real musician that I know of. But he did it for fun. You know,
so. And would you say that creativity as a whole, whether it's music or anything else, was kind of generally supported in your home in your younger years?
Absolutely. My parents were definitely supported it. They pushed it. You know, I mean, it got to a point where they're like, are you going to do something else to have a backup? I'm like, no, I'm going to be a musician. And that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, never really looked back. Yeah.
Let's talk about Canoga Park for a minute.
Sure.
And because Canoga Park's actually going, that's one of my favorite neighborhoods, actually.
Okay.
And it's, I went to Canoga High for about a year. And, you know, I worked at Yoshinoya Beef Bowl there on Topanga Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I spent a little bit of time there. I wouldn't call myself born and raised there. And I certainly worked there off and on. A few years. It's gone through some interesting changes probably in the last, you know, 10 or so years.
No doubt.
Yeah. And are you happy? And I remember I had to go away for about a year once. And when you're away from home, well, you probably know more than anybody. When you're away from home, it's the little weird things that you miss. And I missed Sherman Way and the palm trees and stuff.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Are you happy to see those things?
Yeah, sure. You know, actually, my parents still live right there, so I go down there and, Simon's pub, Scotland Yard, is right there in that area, so it's still kind of like, you know, I don't go there as much as I used to, obviously.
And, mm-hmm.
I'm pretty happy in North Hollywood. I like it out there. But when I come back, it's always, like, nice to see what's changed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
have you been to the Canoga Park Art Walk yet?
You know, I haven't done that yet. No.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I have to check that out.
It's better than, like, I think a lot of people kind of... It's good. It's fun. It's definitely fun. There's some good eats and there's some good people there. And it's a little bit more socializing in the street than, you know, because every neighborhood's got some sort of art walk nowadays.
Sure.
I find it's a little bit more in the street and social.
Really?
Like people congregating and eating, you know, maybe somebody will grab some. My favorite food truck around there, by the way, is Cafe La Free food truck.
Okay.
You know? And so, like, I'll get a burger and I'll see somebody I know standing in the middle of the street, and like everyone just kind of hangs out there, and you hear some music in the distance and other people stop by and move on. And it's a little bit different than some of the other events around Los Angeles.
Cool. Gotta check that out.
Yeah. What's in the future for Mr. Dan Hasty?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically we're gonna keep pushing hard with this Oregon thing. Mm-hmm. We've got some interesting stuff coming up. One thing I'd like to say, actually, we're doing a kind of a soul summit here on November 9th at the Echoplex. It's going to be Jungle Fire, Monophonics, Orgone doing a big throwdown. Mm-hmm. November 9th, the Echoplex.
I'll be there.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
It's going to be a good one. And then we're getting geared up for our New Year's run, which is going to be with the Jam Cruise thing, which is basically a big festival on a boat.
Florida, right?
Yeah, takes off Florida and the Caribbean.
When is that?
That leaves like January, maybe 4th, something like that. It's a 6-day thing.
No kidding.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Of course, we did it about 2 years ago, and it's a hell of a party.
Wow.
You're just basically on a boat with like every artist you can think of that's also playing there, you know? So everybody's kind of talking and hanging out. It's kind of unique.
Is it just like cut loose time?
It seems to be. We played 2 shows, so you gotta keep your wits about you for those. You know, actually, I'm also doing a DJ set this year too, with my first time.
So. Oh no shit!
Yeah,
that's cool.
Looking forward
first
to that.
Time.
First time on that boat. Yeah, no, looking forward to it.
Once again, loved ones, if you want to check out Orgone, and if you haven't already, take my word for it, you do. OrgoneSpace.com. The Lions, we were talking about a little bit earlier, thelionsreggae.com, and Wolfie versus Projections. I know there's a lot of releases. You could search on iTunes, actually.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of things come up and investigate. I recommend it. And, hey, we're going to play a couple more tunes for you, man.
Yeah.
What do I got queued up here? Oh, this is really interesting. Turner Brothers. They actually got a little bit of the re-edit mix from Paolo Scotti. This is out on Ubiquity Records, and it actually drops on October 15th. On their 6th volume of the Love and Hate edit series from Ubiquity Records. Turner Brothers, 'Cause I Love You. And right after that, Over Your Shoulder by also new music from Chromeo. And Chromeo is a little bit more polished than maybe some of the music I play on here. I don't give a fuck. He's fucking badass. Chromeo knows exactly what they're doing. I love him. And I'm not sure when the record's coming out, but this is going to be a new single from that, Over Your Shoulder, from the White Women album, out later on this year. Loved ones, do me a favor. Please enjoy. Forthcoming White Woman album out later on this year. Dan Hasty, thank you so much for coming down, man.
Thanks for having me, Johnny. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Check out, loved ones, check out Orgone or The Lions or Wolfie versus Projections. You will not be disappointed. And I'm not disappointed by Jeremy the Hulk Hansen over there in the booth. Thank you so much. And thank you, loved ones. I'll see you next week.